We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We just finished Perek HaZayrik, Hadron Aloch HaZayrik, Bli Neda. And now we are starting a new Perek, Perek HaBoina, going to one of the other Avos Melachos of HaBoina. So we're starting Kuf Beis Amud Beis on top of the new Mishnah, HaBoina. Kama Yivne V'Yechayiv, how much do you have to build to be Chayiv a Binyan? So the Mishnah HaBoina Kolshu, even a small binyan is enough. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the case. What is the case of a small binyan? So HaBoina Kolshu is Bamesases, someone who smoothes out, like squares out a stone. That's also Chayiv. We'll see which Malacha that is, but that's also Chayiv Kolshu. V'makav patish. Someone's Makav patish also is Chayiv Kolshu. What does Makav patish mean? So Rashi learns Makav patish means is that when they chisel out a stone out of a mountain, they first cut around it so it becomes loose, and then they take a hammer and go boom, and the rock falls off. That's Makav HaPatish. Tosfos says he doesn't like that pshat, because he says in the Mishkan there was no binyan avonim, so he doesn't know why we give example that type of example of Makav HaPatish. Therefore, Tosfos gives the example of Makav HaPatish is it's the last bang of a kli when you finish a kli. That's the Makav HaPatish. And Rashi also means Gemara, just it's a Gemara Malacha of taking stones off a mountain, that's all. But it's also the same type of idea. Anything that's a Gemara Melacha is Makav HaPatish. So a Makav HaPatish, you bang with a hammer over Ma'atzad, it's a different type of axe. That's also a Kolshu. And a Kedeach, Kolshu Chayiv. You also have to make a little, drill a hole, a Kolshu is also a case that you are Chayiv. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaOisim Melacha, anyone who does Melacha, Melachto is Miskayemes, B'Shabbos. Anyone who does Melacha, and the Melacha is Miskayim, and you do this on Shabbos, you are Chayiv. That's the cloud. Shemuel, I'm a mako of a cornice al sadin, b'shas melacha chayiv b'shugusak melacha. Also, someone who bangs with a hammer on the sheet of metal also is chayiv on Shabbos, because he's like masakim melacha. And we'll see. We have to wait for the Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem, to see b'shat and Shemuel and Shemuel. It could be a Tanakama argument. It sounds like Shemuel is adding something else on that even if you bang the on a hammer, I think you chayiv. Zot the Gemara. The first thing we learned is about binyan, about boinus. The boinus kolshu is chayiv. So kolshu lemay chazia. What's a royu? What's a binyan kolshu royu for? Rav Yirmiya, we find binyan that's a kolshu that has a ta'elas. What's that case? She can only chayiv guma. A only makes a little, digs a little hole in the ground. Lets niaba prutaisav to keep his money there, to keep his prutus there, and that's binyan because making a hole in the ground. That in your house, that we said before, a chayfer guma in your house is chayfer because of boina. You know, a person who's chayfer a hole in the field, that's called chayrish. But in your house, it's called boina, and he makes a hole in his house, like a little safe, to keep his prutus. Think of a segari mishkon, the toifer ayariyos, shekin toifer ayariyos, chayfer guma latznia ba machteim. In the mishkon also, you find such idea that the ayariyos, people who sold the ayariyos, dug holes to keep their the needles over there, the sewing needles they kept in the ground. Tosfos right away speaks out that, why do you have to tell me you have the same thing by Mishkan? Stop it. So when we had before that you carry something out that has a certain shear, so let's say Palpelas, Kolshu, so he said you had to have it in the Mishkan. Well, what do you have in the Mishkan? So he says, this is, it's not, without having it in the Mishkan, it wouldn't be Chosh of a Binyan. Mashaking by Heitzah, it's a Svara that you chayiv. You don't have to have here. It's not so posh and Svara that you should be chayiv. It's just a small binyan. So we're saying, no, we had it in the Mishkan, and therefore you chayiv. So right now, as Gemara is saying, is that binyan kolshu is royu, means a little hole that's royu to keep prutus in there. And we have found it by the Mishkan, but the Toifri Rias keep the machat there, the needles there. Habayom, Abayi says, no, I don't like that pshat. They didn't do that in the Mishkan. Kivin the Mishtachi le'avdiyachi, they wouldn't keep needles in the ground because it gets rusty, so that's not pshat. Elosh kein oni oisa petute kiri ktana lisvus lakdeiro ktana. I know what binyan is, that they sometimes make this little tripod to hold a pot, and they attach a tripod to the ground, so it's binyan. And even if it's a small binyan like that, sometimes the oni makes it to hold his pot. And the kavasegai mishkan mavashi samon mitzvayi riyah shechasam melachtam. By the mishkan, sometimes They called the areas. They realized one spot wasn't dark enough. They didn't do a good job dyeing it. So they didn't have any of the big dye anymore. So they cooked up a little pot of dye. And they made this little tripod. And that's what we had in the Mishkan's idea, making a small little tripod. Okay, Mishkan, there's missing a little dye. They make a small little tripod for a small oven. to put them in a small pot. So now it's a bayis pshat. Rav Ach is not like a pshat either. Rav Ach, don't worry, they never didn't do a good job dyeing ureas in the Mishkan. They had dye like from here to tomorrow, and they had enough dye to do anything. Don't tell me they didn't have enough dye to cook up a little pot. The wealth in the Mishkan is lo yu'umun ki yisupar, and there's no shayla of not dying a whole urea, and you have to cook up a little part of it. So what is pshat? Where's the binyan mashu? A balbayis who has a little hole in his house, in his palace, v'soisma, and he closes it up, that's called a binyan koshu. Rashi explains, like, you know, in your dira here, where you eat and you sleep, you don't want even a small, tiny hole, because it's not nice. You want it to be beautiful, you want it to be perfect. So you cover up the hole, that's called a binyan koshu, and that you chayef on Shabbos. What do you have in the Mishkan's idea? The Kavos Segei Mishkan's, you carry Shadav L'Darna, one of the krushim, one of the krushim that are the walls around the Mishkan, a little worm made a little hole in the eights, mat v'soy chayavar, you pour in it on lead, v'soisma, and you close it up. You close it up, so you find the idea in the Mishkan of binyan koshu. Not tomorrow, right? Pashas a new Gemara. Omar Shmuel, Hamatzadeh is a Evan Chai. When you build, let's say, a stone structure out of stones, so the first stone you put down, and you have to make sure it's straight. So you push it this way, push it that way, until it sits straight in the ground, and that's being, it's preparing the ground. Like Rashi says, Mechina Tachtel Meshvav Aretz. So there you Chai. Even without putting any cement, just putting down the first stone and being mitzadid it, pushing it this way and that way until it's 100% straight, that's chayim shum binyan. Almost one mitzadid seven chay. Meisve, yasu kasha, echanoisen es even. It says in the braisa, echanoisen es even, echanoisen es tit. If someone comes ahead and puts the even, and the other person puts the cement, someone puts a stone, the other person puts echanoisen es tit, who's chayiv? Hanoisen tit chayiv, the person putting the tit is chayiv. But the person putting the Evan is not chayiv. What do you mean? Shmuel says even putting an Evan without cement is chayiv, as long as you set it up. So the Gemara asks back, and for you it's any better? So you hold you need cement. That's a different kasha. But Tameich Emer Sefer, Reis Emer, Vafilu Hela V'niach Agavi Dima Shal Avonim Chayiv. Even if someone puts a stone on top of the wall of stones, is chayiv. Even without any cement, even without even tzadit, even without even setting it up. Just putting it down, you chayiv. So what are you going to do about that? And Taisa speaks out that maybe we're not Gerish Rav Yosi, because you could have said that's the Shita Yechidah, Rav Yosi. But in any case, you see that there's another level over here. If you put it out Mitzad Yechai. So Ella, all three things are true. There's three parts of the binyan. There's Tata, that's the first level of stones. Then Mitziah, it's all the middle levels. Vila on the top level. Tata boy, it's Duday. The first level, you don't cement it to anything. You just put it into place, make sure it's straight in the ground. You have to make Mitzad, you have to get it straight. Boy, it's tzedudeh v'afra. It needs tzedudeh and sand. Mitziyah, boy, nametina. The middle ones need cement because they have to hold each other up. Ilah, the top level, b'hanocha ba'alma. All you have to just put it on. Why? Because it makes a difference if it's straight, Rashi says, because nothing is on top of it. It's a top level. It's just a wall, no roof here. Nothing's sitting on top of it. It doesn't have to be straight. And therefore, you don't need cement or be mitzad. You just put it on top and it's so heavy, you'll sit there and that's fine. So Akaponim, Shmuel is right. Shmuel is one of the first stone. And the Braiso that says you need tit, so the middle stones. And Rav Yosi says, put it on top of Demos, or it's Lekuli Amma, not Rav Yosi, like the Tais speaks out. That's talking about the top level, doesn't have to be cemented in or mitzadeh. So I'll take more of it. It says in the Mishnah, that the first thing was Abayna Kolshu, and he came out to Abayna Kolshu, means a little hole in a wall, you say him the hole, close it up. There's another thing called Masasis. Va Masasis. Masasis was Shemai Mechayev. What do you chayev Masasis for? Masasis, we said, means you take a stone and you square it out, make sure it's nice and square. What do you chayev? So it's like this. Rav Amashem Boina, that's called Binyam. Shemuel Amashem Makir Patash. It's chayev because the Gemara Malacha, the Gemara Malacha of stones, of making bricks. So it's Makir Patash. That's what Shmuel holds. And we'll see, we have three Machlaikas, some similar Machlaikas. So Masasis, Rav says Binyam, Shmuel says Makir Patash. Another Machlaikas. You have here a little shatana golem, a little chicken coop, and you want to make a hole in order for the ear to get out of it. It's very smelly in there. You want to make a hole, an ear hole. So I said, nekev little shatana golem. Rav omar mishum bayne, chayev because of bayne. You might say you're help building this little shatana golem. Shmuel omar mishum makav patash. Shmuel says Yechayev Mishum Makor Patrish is finishing it up. Just as a aside, L'chayra Lulshat Har Gerlim is not a binyan. That could be a binyan still. That's not a kasha of binyan mekayim yet. The next gemara will be that kasha. Lulshat Har Gerlim also a binyan. It's also attached to the ground, so it's also a binyan. And Shmuel says Makor Patrish. The third case is Al Shufsa Bekafina Demara. You put a peg. You know, when you have a shovel, you have the wood handle, and it goes into the metal. And sometimes it can't, you know, it'll fall right out. So you put a peg in there. These days we take a nail and we bang it through. They used to put like, if it's a wooden peg in there to make it tight, so it shouldn't come out. So you put that in. Rav Amar Shembayin, Yechayev Shembayin. Rav Shmuel Amar Shemakam Patash, Shmuel Yechayev, because of Makam Patash. So here I want to speak out. The Chayra here, it's a Keli. So Rashi said before, ain't binyan, we've learned the Gemara before, ain't binyan Mekalim. So Taisvis says that only ain binyan b'kalim is only if you're putting it back together. But you're building it for the first time, there is binyan b'kalim. But Rashi sheet is that ain binyan b'kalim is always, all kalim ain binyan b'kalim, and Rav must hold yesh binyan b'kalim. It's machlekes. And Rav must hold yesh binyan b'kalim. But upon we have three machlekes in Rav and Shmuel over here. We have one machlekes misaseis v'schayiv b'ina makapatish. Shmuel, and another case is losh v'tana g'olim, Rav says b'ina and Shmuel says makapatish. And the case of the shovel also, Rav says b'ina and Shmuel makapatish. And the Rishonim speak out that the machlekes is how much you need for binyan. Rav says, even a binyan koshu, even like a binyan that's not such a big chashivas, is called binyan. These things are not such a chashivas. You're fixing up a stone, you're making a hole in a lull. You're fixing a shovel. It's not such a big maisa. Still called binyan. Shmuel says no. That's not called binyan. Needs a bigger maisa. And Shmuel holds yichayev on its makam patish. And I guess if it's Shmuel making a hole, fixing up a hole in a dira, that's already called a chashav maisa. But these three things are not chashav enough. So they're all three similar machlekesim. So why do you all three? V'tzricha. Diyash binyan kamaisa. If you said the first case of mesaseis, but he come a rav from a derech binyan mekach. That's the way you build a house, is by fixing the stone. So this is derech binyan, so you can hear it's binyan. Making a hole in the loshon ha'gadol, that's not derech binyan mekach. And your maidler is Shmuel. Maybe Rav agrees that's not called binyan. Why is it not called derech binyan mekach? Because it's not a door, a hole you're going in and out from. It's just an ear hole for the ear to come out. Maybe it's not called binyan. Similar to binyan, avdala avira, you're making the hole for the ear to come in, so it's daimed to binyan. Av shifts of a kafina tomorrow, then derech binyan mekach, putting a little peg into a shovel, that's not the binyan. A moidler is small, maybe Rav is moidler small. No, story is not. So you need all three cases. If we just said the last case, how come a small? There's small says not binyan. Av hach tarto tu a moidler, l'rav maybe moidler tzricha. You need all three cases. Taisis Bavarin is the question. You could have said the first case and the last case, because the first case is the biggest binyan type of case, and the last is the least binyan. So you said the first and last, and you'll have everything in between. So Taisis must be episode Srichas for the middle one also. On Kaponim, that's not like it's Rav and Shmuel, if you need a binyan choshev or not. The same question that Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Nostan asked Rav Yechanan, what are you chayim sasas for? Achvi lebi yodei, he showed his hand, makabapatish. You know, he banged his hand like this, makabapatish. He showed him. It's also as makabapatish. So, freit the Gemara Akasha, which could be asked on Shmuel also, va'anan tanan, says in the Mishnah, ha-mesasis va-makabapatish. So, it sounds like there's two things, mesasis and makabapatish. Because if mesasis was kolshu already, what if telling makabapatish kolshu? Mesasis is makabapatish. So, the Gemara. You have to read like this: Ema hamesasis hamaka bepatish. That we're talking saying it's one thing. You have to say Lefi Shmuel that the way you read the Mishnah is that hamesasis that is chayev hamaka bepatish is chayev kolshu. That's how you read it. It's not two things. Hamesasis that is hamaka bepatish is chayev two things. So talk about one more Gemara about Rav Shmuel. One more Gemara. Toshma more than a kasha on Shmuel. It says in our Mishnah that a kedeach, someone drills a hole, kolshu is chayev. Because it's chayav shem binyan pashtus. Because why can't it be makapash? You're not finishing it. You're making drilling a hole to put a nail in there. So it's not finished thing. Can't be makapash. It has to be binyan. Hakdei akol shu chayav. Visham l'rav mechsi kemand echad churosh lo binyana. It's mechsi is just a lav dafka. It means here it's binyan because I'm preparing a hole for binyan. I'm preparing a hole for the nail to put a nail into here. So it's binyan. El shmuel that making a hole. like we said, making a hole by Lul Shel Taron HaGoylim is not called enough of a Maisa to call Binyan. It's only Makapadosh. Here, what's a Makapadosh? You didn't finish it up yet. Oh, Shmuel, Lav Gemar Malachu. It's not a Gemar Malachu. So how could a hole, a Kadeach, be Makapadosh? It's not a Gemar Malachu at all. So Gemar Maiskinon, you have to say over here, the Bazeh Beramsa, the Parzala, you drilled a nail straight in, like a hook straight in. You drilled the hook into the wall. It wasn't like you made a hole and then you're putting the hook in afterwards. You drilled the hook straight in. V'shavke begavon, you left it there. The hanu gemar malacha, it's a gemar malacha. Now I can hang things from it. I drilled the hook in there, and that's why it's chayiv. That's why it's chayiv. And therefore, we have a pshat and shmul. Kadeach really means makapadosh, because the case of kadeach was I drilled a hook into the wall.